Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump on his way to the White House for a meeting with President Biden.
Despite their bitter rivalry, the White House is adamant that the American people need to see this, that this meeting is critical to underscoring the importance of a peaceful transition of power. As President Biden has said, this is how democracy works. Now, the president is also likely to use this opportunity to impress upon his successor several key issues, including the fight for Ukraine.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels telling NATO members that the U.S. will continue full funding of Ukraine until President Biden leaves office. President-elect Trump has named Pete Hegseth as the next defense secretary. His military experience, Army National Guard captain. His other experience, a host on Fox News. Trump has also tapped Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to lead a new Department of Government Efficiency, which is not currently a government agency. The acronym DOGE is a nod to Musk's favorite crypto.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin broke a week-long silence since last week's election. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Hovde has spoken. The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. Further, there are meaningful limits on a recount because they don't look at the integrity of a ballot.
Hovde's down about 29,000 votes to incumbent Tammy Baldwin. The Republican offered no proof of misconduct. In the statement, Hovde said once the final information is available, he'll announce his decision on how he'll proceed.
Hovde said on a Milwaukee radio show yesterday that he lost the election, but stopped short of conceding the race. The La Crosse County Board approved a budget of just over $200 million last night. The budget gives county staff a 3% raise and adds professional development and training opportunities. In addition to those changes for employees, the county is funding a record-high maintenance budget to help improve road conditions. Before the vote, several budget requests for additional funding were made by the public for a total of $563,000. You can see the full approved budget at lacrossecounty.org. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said Tuesday that the state has reached a settlement with Gunderson Lutheran Administrative Services in La Crosse County. The settlement for $160,000 is over environmental violations by Gunderson. According to a release by the Department of Justice, Gunderson had a dozen violations related to a boiler that burns wood waste to make heat and steam to generate electricity. The Joint Committee on Finance approved the resolution in September, and a court order was signed last week. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers back on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back from their bye week, getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago at noon Sunday. I asked the Packers' leading receiver, Jaden Reed, how's he feeling week 11 with at least 8 more games to go?
I feel really good right now. I feel pretty good.